Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Haunting by the River. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In September 2016, a strange footprint was found at a cave in the forest in Loai, a province of northeastern Thailand. This footprint's publication unleashed waves of controversy because many believed it to be the physical proof of the Pekong Koi, the elusive and terrifying being known throughout Thai and Laotian folklore as the jungle ghost, the water ghost, or the hungry ghost. Today on Ghost Town, the fascinating, phantasmic, and elusive history of the Pekong Koi. In Southeast Asia, the catch-all term for ghosts and spirits tends to be the word pi, P-H-I. There are dozens, if not thousands, of pi in Laos and Thailand, but few are as infamous as the Pekong Koi, roughly and potentially translated to the one-footed ghost, or the dark ghost, which makes the sound of koi when others interact with it. Some say the Pekong Koi are supernatural entities, said to haunt rivers and water bodies in the forest. They are said to have skin of black or gray, red eyes, one leg, and a foot that faces backward to fool anyone stupid enough to try and track it. Though mysterious, Pekong Koi are often depicted as malevolent spirits, with who, when hungry, hop on their one leg towards their victim and shout, "Koi, koi, koi." They also, quote, speak in the opposite of reality to some, which is an ominous descriptor, in my humble opinion. There are many conflicting descriptions of what these ghosts, again, actually look like or are perceived of, clearly, though really everyone can agree that this ghost is ugly and creepy and has one foot or one twisted foot. Still, others believe the Pekong Koi looks long-haired, very small and childlike, with a fly-like tube mouth. Others describe it as looking like a monkey. Most agree this ghost, again, is fairly ugly, cannot climb trees, but will sit in the jungle waters and will harm people who dare enter the water at night. Speaking of feet, it is also believed that the Pekong Koi will suck blood from the toes of those sleeping travelers in the jungle, giving it their name, one of their names, the Hungry Ghost. Locals warn travelers to keep their feet together or cross their feet when sleeping to protect themselves from the needy and, perhaps jealous, Pekong Koi, who might want what they don't have. An actual Thai Buddhist monk named Luang Phu Wan said that when he traveled in the jungle in Kham Muang, Laos, he fought with many Pekong Koi at night. He described the Pekong Koi as being shaped like children of about 13 or 14 years old, with bulging bellies, dark brown skin, dark hair, and nubby noses. He went on to say that these Pekong Koi had small crossbows of arrows and shouted, as said in the legends and perhaps verified by this monk, "Koi, koi, koi." Luang Phu Wan said that meditating protected him and his traveling party from the Pekong Koi, maybe even charmed them, as at dawn, after the long night, the Pekong Koi surrendered and invited the monk to stay in their forested homes. So what is this ghost and where did it come from? We'll talk through it after the break. Many people believe the Pekong Koi are ghosts of human beings, the spirits of those who drown in rivers and lakes, seeking revenge on those who are responsible for their death. The cultural significance of Pekong Koi can be observed in several traditional ceremonies and festivals, including the Bun Khao Sak ceremony, which is held to honor the water spirits and appease them. Some people think that the Pekong Koi are purely supernatural, a spirit that can possess or harm people who enter the water at night. This theory is based on the eyewitness accounts, which are few, of people who claim to have entered Pekong Koi's territory. Some witnesses say it floats above the water, while others report feeling a sudden chill in the air or hearing strange noises coming from the water. Still, some believe that Pekong Koi can be explained by science, that the spirit is actually an optical illusion created by the reflection of light on the water's surface. This hypothesis suggests that people who claim to have seen Pekong Koi were actually seeing a fairly common natural phenomenon. The legend then, or stories surrounding the Pekong Koi, are more of a warning to keep curious children from venturing into the water at night. And yet others think that they're a lost group of people. The director of a local Thai cultural agency said that the Pekong Koi are actually an ethnic group who has not been seen for a long time, the Kare Dai, who live in seclusion and might have cannibalistic tendencies. Despite several reported sightings and a mysterious footprint mentioned at the top of this episode, there is no physical evidence of the Pekong Koi. Nevertheless, there are several accounts of people who claim to have seen or encountered this ghost. Still, any research done on the Pekong Koi is frustrating at best, since they're such remote entities, if they exist at all, and it's difficult to gather any concrete evidence or confer what it looks like, or even where it lives. Today, the mystery of the Pekong Koi not only remains unsolved, but is a touchstone in Laotian culture, Thai culture, and even American culture. Iconic horror villain Freddy Krueger was said to be loosely inspired in the 1980s by reports of the Pekong Koi abruptly killing healthy sleeping men from Laos by attacking them at night. Clearly, the terror and allure of the malevolent spirit's rich cultural history has spanned the globe, keeping children and adults awake at night, listening to the waves or the wind for a sign, small or large, of the elusive Pekong Koi.